It's about 16 minutes to nine.
You're listening to 2SER Breakfast.
Now, there are a surprisingly large number of Aussies who are aged 25 or under who actually care for a parent, sibling or other relative who is permanently disabled or ill. Being a carer like that, it's a massive responsibility and it can be demanding. It's difficult to juggle education, employment, a whole bunch of societal sort of issues at hand there. Now, the government has some services in place, but are they enough? Now, Yvette Maker is a research fellow in the Melbourne Social Equity Institute. Yvette, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I was really quite surprised by the numbers. Over 270,000 people under 25 acting as a young carer for a relative.
That's right. So it's only been really over the last decade or so that researchers and policymakers have realised that there's such a big group of people providing this sort of care and support. And so we've seen a lot more policies arise and a lot more research being done to find out what circumstances they're in and what kind of support they need themselves.
I think it's interesting to me because probably a more traditional view of society would suggest that it wouldn't be a single individual caring for these people. It would come down to a larger family grouping.
Sure, which I think also is often the case. And, you know, in all families, we have all kinds of care and reciprocity relationships going on all of the time. It's often things like single parent families where you'll find young carers under a great deal of strain or with really significant responsibilities. Or, for instance, often if there's quite a significant disability with one family member, then that can put that can mean that several members of the family can have those sorts of care or support responsibilities.
Well, the impact must be huge for these people. I mean, it's certainly at such a young age.
Sure. So there's certainly a lot of research showing that these can be really positive experiences and relationships for young people. They can take a lot of pride and pleasure in their roles and cope quite well with the added responsibilities that they have. But the issues really arise if there isn't enough support available for these young people, as you say, to stay in education or when they're a bit older to stay in work, to have an active social life and so forth. And it also isn't necessarily ideal for the family member that they're providing support for. So disability rights activists have for a long time argued, for instance, that parents with disability shouldn't have to rely on their children in this way. And again, if there were adequate resources and supports for them to, say, purchase the assistance that they need, then they wouldn't be in this situation. So it can be a good relationship for people, but if either party or both parties feel trapped, that's when problems arise.
It must also have a big effect on unemployment and underemployment for the carer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, as we know, is increasingly becoming an issue for young people in general in Australian society. Youth unemployment, according to the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, is around 650,000 young people are unemployed or underemployed at the moment. And other statistics show that young carers are even more likely to be in this situation. And that can be problematic at these sorts of transition phases from education into work. If you're not getting this work experience and not being able to finish your education, then obviously that can have long-term effects.
Yvette, what support's in place for these young carers?
Well, there's a variety of supports. There are more traditional things like respite services and counselling, organisations like Carers Australia, and there are some young carers organisations that provide quite a wide array of supports. There's also financial support from the government in the form of things like carer payment or carer allowance, which are either provided as a substitute for paid work income or just as a bit of an extra allowance. But they're not available to everyone. So, for instance, if you're going to uni for more than 25 hours a week, you can't get these payments. And also they don't help you to get into work or back into school or those sorts of things. They're really about compensating you for the care work you're doing rather than helping with that long-term life planning.
Is that run on a state level or a federal level?
Most of those are federal, although it is varied, but a lot of those are federal. And then the other one that's interesting in terms of education is this Young Carers Bursary Program, which is a scholarship that the government provides, again, to support young people to stay in school. And that's showing some positive early results in terms of just giving people a bit more financial security and a bit more income so that they can juggle their expenses, they can maybe reduce their workload so that they can stay in university or TAFE or an apprenticeship and so on.
Is it going far enough, though?
I think there's certainly a lot more that could be done. There's research showing that services really aren't flexible or affordable or of high quality enough for young carers or for the people that they're providing support to. There's also been some research that young carers and their families don't necessarily access the services that are available, so they might not know that they exist, or they might be worried about the impact that accessing those services has on the family. So there's probably more of a role for publicity and awareness raising as well.
That's interesting. So do you think it is more of a kind of a stigma about accessing those services, or do you think it's a lack of knowledge?
I think it's probably a bit of both. And also concern, I think, particularly when young children are involved in terms of not wanting to maybe reveal that the kids have such a big role in case that comes to the attention of authorities and so forth. And also, again, I think often people don't think of themselves. We give people these labels of young carer or person with a disability and so on, and people don't necessarily identify themselves in that way because this is just what we do for our families.
Short term, what do you think would be the best impact for young carers in terms of government programming?
Again, it is really important in helping people to stay in school and giving them those supports. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, which is being rolled out now, is intended to give people with disability much more access to the supports and services that they require. And so that's likely to have benefits for the entire family if people can get the support they want and need. But it really remains to be seen whether that will go far enough. So as is often the case with these things, it's firstly about making sure that enough services are available and there's still work to be done there, and also just making sure that people can access those services. And we see in other research that there are some young carers, so particularly those in rural and remote locations, for instance, or those without internet access who still aren't really getting access to the supports that are there.
And just finally, Yvette, do you think these numbers are going to grow? As we said, over 270,000 right now. Are we expecting that to tick up?
Well, we certainly would expect to see that given a number of demographic shifts in society at the moment in terms of, you know, we hear a lot about an ageing population, so a higher proportion of older people, which will certainly mean that there are more young people providing those sorts of support to them. So it's certainly the time for us to really be thinking about how can we support everyone in families to make sure that they can pursue the lives they choose.
Yvette, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Yvette Maker there. She's a research fellow with the Melbourne Social Equity Institute, talking about the challenges for young carers and, of course, the support that is available, more education required on what is accessible for people who are caring for relatives.